Young people were out in force at the Iowa caucuses last week, and when we say young people, we include all of you people under 30, or all of you people under 30 who are listening from Iowa. You made up nearly a third of all caucusers in the Hawkeye State, and you brought record numbers to the cause of Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton, perhaps realizing the power of the youth vote, redoubled her efforts in New Hampshire this past weekend. With her 27-year-old daughter Chelsea at her side, she said to a crowd in Nashua on Sunday, quote, "Too many young people feel like America's not going to live up to its promise to them," end quote. By the way, a third of Clinton's caucus goers in Iowa were over 65 years old. We turn now to the Granite State, where even at this hour, young people are being shown to the polls at Dartmouth College. It's one of the few, perhaps only, college campuses in New Hampshire back to school in time for the primary. Tyler Frisbee is a senior at Dartmouth and coordinator of Vote Clematis, a nonpartisan student-run voter turnout group. She's with us on the phone right now. Tyler?
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing right now? Are people voting yet?
Students are starting to vote. It's a little early for college students. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's a little
here
early for me, too. It's okay.
But we've actually got a fair amount of students heading to the polls already. Campus is significantly more alive than it is usually at this hour. So we're feeling pretty excited. It's a great day. The weather's going to be great. We've got vans going from our headquarters to the polls. We've got a bunch of students coming out. It's going to be great.
Yay, voting. Dartmouth students just got back to campus. Is it going to be hard to get people out to vote on their second day back at school?
I think people are really excited. We've had candidates here for the past 3 days. Students know what's going on. They have been exposed to a lot. I think it's actually going to be not as big a challenge as you might think. I think kids are really excited to have the chance to make an impact, and they're really ready to go out there.
In the last general election, Clematis got a 84% voter turnout on campus. Good job there. How'd you do it?
Well, we've got a very, aware student body, which is really helpful. There's also not that much else to do in Hanover, New Hampshire, so
voting's
like
a party,
a good
huh?
time. And we do a bunch of voter awareness. We make it as easy as possible for kids. We've got rides going to the polls. We start knocking on doors around 4, saying, "Hey, if you haven't voted, we've got a van out front. We'd really love to get you there." New Hampshire also has same-day registration, which makes our job a lot easier because we don't need to be quite as organized. Kids don't have to register 60 days ahead. They can register the day of the polls.
And that's good for college students because, they're procrastinators, right, even at Dartmouth?
Yes. Even at Dartmouth, we are definitely procrastinators, so having that last-minute option is a big help.
Have you ever had anybody you've approached about voting or about this political process who's just like, leave me alone, I'm going to have a beer, or I'm going to study, or I'm going to my other extracurricular activity?
Or I'm going to have 10 beers.
Well, that might be a little extreme, but we do have some kids who are definitely not as interested in voting. We send out a bunch of emails, and we get kids who email back and say, please take me off your list. But in general, the campus response is really high. And when you actually do your prospective tour at Dartmouth, they talk to you about the New Hampshire primaries. Mm. So people know about it coming in. They see it as a benefit to living in New Hampshire. For most of us, it's kind of a once in a every 4 years opportunity. So.
Now,
they're pretty psyched.
You've got the converted shuttling back and forth in vans right now, but I heard you're going to be knocking on some doors today, too.
Starting around 4, there is a bunch of the Vote Clematis kids. I actually have one of them sitting here next to me, who was one of the 18 to 24-year-olds to participate in the Iowa caucus. But starting around 4, we're going to just start knocking on doors and saying, "We really want to get you to the polls. We've got a van outside. You want to hop in?" And just trying to make that extra personal touch to get kids out there.
Do you do anything to lure them out of their dorm rooms? Like, do you say, "We have a microwave burrito out here. We have antibiotics." Like, are they happy to see you when you knock?
With our budget, we really can't do the bribery thing very effectively. So
or legally.
Into trying to, it doesn't work so well. So we've just taken to trying to convince them out of goodwill.
Clematis is nonpartisan, but you've been working with both college Democrats and the Republicans for several months now. How have they been getting along, and why is it important that this is a nonpartisan vote effort?
I'll answer the second question first, actually. I think it's really important that this is a nonpartisan effort because it makes kids more willing to trust it. We're used to having campaigns try to get us to vote, try to get us to register, but it always seems that, I mean, there always is another agenda. And this is purely, we want you to vote, we want you to be involved, we're not asking for anything more, we just want you to get to the polls. And I think that makes kids a lot more open to the process and open to being involved.
Vote Clemantis is a playoff of the Dartmouth motto, Vox Clemantis and Am I doing this?
You're
okay?
Doing it. I'm laughing because my sister was the third class of women at Dartmouth way back in the day. Yeah, so I called up and like, what does this mean exactly? So, but I'll let you tell it. Go ahead.
Yeah, what is it? Translate.
Well, Vox Clemantis in Deserto is Latin for a voice crying out in the wilderness. And so Vote Clemantis in Deserto is a vote crying out in the wilderness.
Cute.
Yeah.
I don't think of you guys as being in the wilderness, though. I picture that being the motto of, like, I don't know, New Mexico State or something.
Have you ever been to Hanover or Hangover, New Hampshire, as they call it?
Actually,
yeah.
I haven't.
We're pretty out here.
You're
We're
out
about
there.
3 hours from Boston. We've got, you know, a pretty small town, about 4 blocks worth of a town, plus the college. So
look, I'm from Florida. You guys are doing great with your 4 blocks.
Metropolis. Yeah.
But you are not from New Hampshire. You're from Oregon. Aren't Granite Staters the only ones who are allowed to decide this for us?
If you are, New Hampshire says that you're a resident if you live here for a majority of the year. So Dartmouth College students spend 9 months of their year on campus and live, you know, they live in the dorms or off campus. So they qualify as New Hampshire residents.
All right. Tyler Frisbee, senior at Dartmouth College and coordinator of Vote Clemantis, a nonpartisan Get Out the Vote initiative, speaking with us by phone. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you so much. Happy primary day.
Happy primary day.
She was very buttoned up and cute.
She has her stuff together.
She sure does. Hey, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? Wait before you answer that question. Author Michael Pollan is here to try to get us to tone down the Nutri-hype. Stick around. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.